Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday, live here in Mount Juliet, hanging out. Joe, I'm going to let you do the honors for our next
guest. Thanks, Chase. You don't remember the guy's name, but I do.
It's John. It's John.
Let's welcome in the president and CEO of LaMadeline, John Dillon, who's here in Nashville. John, thanks for doing this, man. What an exciting day for you guys.
Oh, great day. First cafe that we've opened in Tennessee. As of today.
Yeah, it's crazy. I told you earlier that I told people, hey, we're going to do a remote at LaMadeline. And I had half a dozen people say, you're going to New Orleans?
Yeah.
Because it's so popular. I know, they're in Mount Juliet. Why does this work? Why are you guys so popular?
I tell people all the time, you know, there's a lot of restaurants out there right now, right? So there's a lot of chicken places or taco places and pizza places or sandwich places. And I could go on and on.
Right.
There are very few kind of French-inspired bakery cafes. So you can come in, and we're sitting right here in front of a fireplace, nice ambiance to the experience when somebody comes in, grabs a croissant, a cake, a nice warm cup of soup, a salad, sandwiches. Our menu is fantastic, but the atmosphere is what really sells a lot of people on this brand, right? So it's nice just to come in and hang out, sit by the fireplace, sit by the patio, and just, you know, grab a cup of coffee or a meal. We're very flexible that way. So we fill a niche in the restaurant category that people really enjoy. Something different.
I told Rick, the franchise owner, I said, what I like about you guys is everybody's got the best burger in town.
Exactly.
We got the best burger. You guys don't pretend, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like, here's what we're really good at. Yeah. You guys can have the burgers. We're good over
here. Yeah, we're not going to touch your burgers, right? or your tacos. But at the end of the day, if you want a nice meal, again, it could go with salads, soups, croissants, desserts. Yeah, it could go breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch. You know, we got mimosas, we got nice coffees.
Keep going.
So exactly, and I will. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the bakery case while we're talking right now, and I'm hungry.
Good.
You know, so we're excited. We have about 85 cafes across the country. The brand started 43 years ago in Dallas, Texas. We do have Louisiana presence. We have 11 different states, now 12 with Tennessee. But we're thrilled to be here, and we think this is the first of many in Tennessee.
Why does a cafe like this fit so well with a town like Mount Juliet?
I've grown to love the town of Mount Juliet, first of all, since we started working with them and the franchise owner, you know, Rick, several months ago. So Mount Juliet is very community-focused. We're a brand that fits directly into that, right? So just the people that I've met here just this morning, just being in town for today, I feel like family already, the people that I just met, right? So there's something about Mount Juliet and the community aspect of Mount Juliet, something about the LaMadeline brand. Those two mesh really well. I picture a Venn diagram, right?
Yeah.
Mount Juliet and LaMadeline, that sweet spot in the middle is exactly what we have going on right here. And you can see, you can feel it, you can see it in the crowds that are here right now.
So you mentioned 12 states. The expansion continues, and I have to imagine that there's even more to come.
There's more to come. Yeah, we're working on that right now. So I joined the brand about a year ago. So I've been in the restaurant industry my entire career. I joined LaMadeline a year ago because I believe there's growth to be had in this brand. So we've got more announcements to come soon. We have another 6 cafes opening balance of this year. And we were talking to several folks right now about how we can make that even stronger for 26, 27 in future years.
So. I love it. John Dillon's with us. He's the president and CEO of LaMadeline. I had a restaurant owner tell me one time that the biggest selling tactic that he had was word of mouth.
Yes.
Right. Nothing else. You could spend $1 billion if your food isn't good. Word of mouth, talking to people. I was at the soft grand opening a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, and those people are back today.
Yep.
How important is that word of mouth?
That's huge. It's huge for any brand, any restaurant brand especially, but a brand like us, it's worth quite a bit. So, I've met so many people since joining LaMadeline. And I grew up on the brand in Dallas.
Right.
So I know it well as my mother's favorite brand, my wife's favorite brand.
There you go.
My daughter worked at a LaMadeline in high school, right? So it's in my blood, too.
Yeah.
But I still haven't met a single person, I swear to you, that when I say LaMadeline, they don't light up. Some haven't heard of it, right? Especially in a state like Tennessee where we're just coming in. But those that know the brand, they love the brand, and they end up telling their friends and family about it. So it's up to us to give that great experience, provide the best food, which we do, right? And then that word of mouth starts. I would say to a brand like LaMadeline, even more so than other brands. So we do expect that, but it comes naturally to us.
I love it. And the guy that told me about word of mouth also said that we eat with our eyes.
We very much do.
Right now, and this guy was great. I'm like, Ryan, so we eat with our eyes.
I need to hire that guy.
Right. So you got the open. You can see the desserts and everything.
Oh, we do that
right?
for
so
a reason, yeah.
I'm eating with my eyes.
You totally are. Yeah, and we put that right by that register there. So when people, and they're checking out, they're ordering their food, they're probably going to add on something. Going to add on a dessert for their meal today or something to take home, right? We have that Sacher Torte cake or the cheesecake or our coconut cake. I mean, these are famous La Madeleine menu items. I can't wait for more of the people of Mount Juliet and Nashville to really, you know, try and enjoy. And that's where that word of mouth is going to keep going.
Yeah, and you mentioned your background in restaurants, yes. Denny's, Pizza Hut.
That's right.
You've worked for some big brands, I think you could take this places.
Exactly. That's the plan. That's why they brought me in, I believe, and I believe we can go places. Yeah, Denny's, we had 1,600 restaurants. You know, Pizza Hut had many. I didn't lost count of how many Pizza Hut has, but more than that.
Right.
So, well, Madeline, we have about 85, 86 right now, but plan is to double in size in the next 4 or 5 years.
Getting it done. I asked you earlier about being the present CEO and walking in a place and the staff's very cognizant that you're here. And it's like, that's a fine line. Because I remember I work at a restaurant and the boss would come in and be like, oh, God, he's here.
Yeah.
But you have said, look, I'm laid back. I'm over in the corner. Don't look at me.
I try to interact more with guests and just let the team members do their job. They're working incredibly hard. You see with crowds like this, they're working really hard. And I, you know, it's about encouraging them, giving them a nice smile, handshake, and just letting them do what they do, right? And as much as I can, how can I support them? But really, how can I also stay out of the way and keep the guests in the dining room as happy as possible, too?
One more question. And you're a very smart man. You know the industry well. How important, and I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. How important is location?
Pretty darn important. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's the old real estate adage, right? Location, location, location. It matters in restaurants, too. It absolutely does. If you're kind of, in this case, those that don't know where we are here, we're right across the street from a Costco.
Right.
We don't do that by accident, right?
Yes.
So where Costco goes, you know business is going to go, you know, whether it's weekday, weekends, et cetera. Texas Roadhouse just opened. They had a phenomenal grand opening. So we look at other restaurant brands. We're like, a lot of people would say, hey, you don't want to be close to X, Y, and Z brand.
Right.
If they're a successful brand, we want to, that's exactly where we want to be. Because there's traffic, there's eyeballs, there's people just, it becomes their traffic pattern. So they come, they mix us into the rotation. That's what we want. So location absolutely matters.
I think it's great. Yeah. Thank you. I know you're busy.
You
John Dillon, thank you.
Thanks you guys for being here.
We'll tag this. We'll send it to
you. Yeah. So
perfect.
You can see you made the big time in Nashville.
I love it.
On the Chase and Big Joe show. Yeah,
that is right. John, thanks so much for doing this
and
having us here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
John Dillon, he's the president and CEO of La Madeleine. And we'll have more from here in Mount Juliet coming up next on 102.5 The Game.